Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Bushman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. Today, we're going to take a look at relationships and numerology. So I highly recommend listening to the intro so that you understand sort of what to listen for and why. So what we're going to be looking at is, based on our own personal numerology, what we tend to look for in a partner. Now, this can be for a romantic partner. This can be for friendships, who we surround ourselves with. But this is not about compatibility, okay? Compatibility, when we look at compatibility in numerology, that's very different than what we're looking at today. In compatibility, we're looking at the numerology of each individual and how they sort of interplay, how those energies interplay, and how to open the lines of communication and how to work with one another and where there might need to be some extra effort put into that connection to make it work, right? Based on, again, the vibrations of the numbers. But in compatibility, we look at the numerology of each individual. And I do actually offer in-depth compatibility reports and readings on my website. So if you're interested in that, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. But today, we're actually going to be looking at our own unique numerology and what that says about sort of who we attract, what we look for in another partner or another person, right? Again, it can be any kind of relationship. Now, one thing that I will say is this energy that we look for is based on our life path number and our birthday number. And I've got the calculations down below in the description box for how to calculate for both your life path number and your birthday number. And I recommend listening for both because both interplay and play a part in, again, who we or what we look for as far as characteristics in another person, in another relationship. Now, this is what we subconsciously and consciously look for in a partner based on our own personal numerology. So what I mean by that is, obviously, when we're consciously aware of what we're looking for, it makes sense, right? There's active traits that we are seeking out in another person. But when we subconsciously do that, that's more the soul saying, this is a connection, or these are experiences that we need to have to learn something from this individual, to learn something from this soul contract. And so we can subconsciously seek out sort of the lower vibrations of the energy to teach us something. And so in this reading today, I'm going to talk about the higher and the lower vibrations of the numbers in a way that will sort of explain what we can learn from both sides of it, right? The higher expression is what we want to sort of incorporate into our own journey, right? Because again, this is the life path number and the birthday number. But for the life path number, we often will seek out an individual who has those traits or those characteristics to teach us how to step into that energy. Because remember, the life path number is what we want to step into in this lifetime. And the lower vibrations of those numbers can hold wisdom, right? It has something for us to learn and to overcome and to see, you know, what we don't want to be or what we don't want to attract, right? It's what helps us to really see through another perspective the lower vibration of, let's say, the life path number so that we can recognize it within ourselves. So essentially, the other person becomes a mirror for us to see what it is, to see what that vibration looks like in the lower octave as well as the higher octave. I want to reiterate that it's not necessarily that the other person has this number as their life path or another prominent placement. So let's say that your life path number is 4. You might be seeking out, consciously or subconsciously, the vibration of the 4 in other people that you meet, but that doesn't mean that they have those numbers in their placements, right? In their report. So again, this is not compatibility. This is strictly based on your own numerology. What I will say about why we look at the life path and the birthday number. So again, the life path number, and again, I recommend listening for both. The life path number is, again, what we are seeking out in another person to sort of teach us how to step into that vibration. So typically, we would be looking for someone that has sort of mastered those characteristics, right? Those traits. And that can help us to step into that vibration, right? With the birthday number, this actually reminds us of who we are at our core, because the birthday number shows us what we've mastered in a past lifetime. It's the gifts that we already have innately that we brought forward in this lifetime. So when we seek out someone who has that vibration or has those characteristics, it reminds us of what we already have and can tap into. And so it sort of pushes us in that direction so that we can tap into those gifts, utilize them to help us to step into the life path number. And if we encounter someone who has the characteristics and traits of our birthday number and they're in the lower octave, it can remind us of how we don't want to use that energy in this lifetime, right? Again, essentially becoming a mirror and reminding us of, you know, again, that we want to be in the higher octave of that energy. So there's a lot to kind of take in. So again, if you have any questions, just let me know and I'll be happy to address them as I can in the comment section. But let's take a look at each life path and birthday number and the traits that that can hold for a potential partner, friend, colleague, etc., any relationship. All right, let's take a look. If you are a life path 5 or you have a birthday number of 5, then you may seek out or be attracted to or drawn to people who have those 5 qualities, right? The vibration of the 5 qualities. So we'll take a look at the lower vibration first and then the higher octave. The lower vibration, if you're attracted to somebody who's in their lower vibration or has mastered the lower vibration of this energy, then it's because it's meant to reflect back to you what you are also capable of, right? If you're a life path 5, you are capable of having to move through the shadows of the 5. You are capable of, falling into the lower octave of the 5. And it's up to you to find your way sort of to the higher octave through experiences, right? So the other person, the relationship becomes the mirror to reflect back to you sort of your choices, right? You can either mimic or fall into the lower octave of the 5, or you can see what it looks like being presented by another and choose differently, right? To move more towards the higher octave of the 5 and stepping into that vibration. If you have a birthday number of 5, then the lower octave, if you encounter someone with the lower octave of this energy, it's reminding you of what you don't want to repeat, because remember, your birthday number is what you have mastered in a past lifetime. So you've already moved through the lower vibrations of this energy into the higher octave and mastered that higher octave. So in this lifetime, it's at your disposal. You can tap into it anytime. And so encountering somebody at the lower vibration of the 5 or those characteristics just reminds you of what you don't want to repeat. And so again, you would move towards the higher octave. And of course, encountering someone who's in the higher octave of the 5 is going to push you to step into your own higher vibration of the 5. Okay, so let's look at the lower vibration of the 5. So if you are sort of attracted or call in this soul contract with someone who's in this lower vibration, you know, the 5 energy is that of the freedom seeker. They're all about liberation. They want openness. They want independence. They want freedom to express themselves in a big way. They want to experience life, truly experience life. And they don't want anything restricting them from doing that. Now, somebody who would be in the lower vibration would be somebody who would find it very difficult to commit, someone who's almost hyper-independent. So this might be somebody who enters into a relationship, but anytime the responsibilities become too heavy or they feel that it's almost like a commitment phobia at times. And so this might be the person where you've been in a relationship with them for 6 years and you want to talk about taking it to the next level, but they're not here for it. And that's okay, but there is a fear of commitment, whether that's in a relationship or to a job or to anything. And so oftentimes you will see someone who is in this lower vibration change relationships frequently, change jobs or locations frequently. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're in the lower vibration if they sort of move through a lot of change, right? That's just a keynote of the five energy. But someone who sabotages healthy relationships or healthy environments for change because of fear of commitment or fear of being tied down is more unhealthy, right? It's more being in the shadow of this energy. It's wanting that freedom so bad that you are afraid of interdependency. There's also this sort of, in the lower vibration, sort of a scattered or aloof type of energy where the person is, it's not that they're disconnected from their feelings or their emotions, but they're more detached. It's more of a not wanting to show all their cards or be too vulnerable, because again, that can lead to a deeper commitment sometimes, right? Or it can lead to others having access to them. And that can be intimidating for them. So they might be more aloof or scattered when it comes to sharing their feelings or, committing to something or expressing their feelings in any shape, in any way, shape, or form. Also, you might find someone who's in the lower vibration of this energy, someone who gives up very easily. The first sign of conflict or the first sign of a challenge, they throw the towel in. They're over it. They move on. Or if they become too bored, if things become too mundane. And sometimes, like when you're in a connection for a period of time, things can become routine. Things can become more sustained, right? And that can be frustrating for someone who's in the lower vibration of the five, because they almost always need stimulation, right? They always need that change, that growth, that I don't want to say growth, it's more just that stimulation, right? And so if something becomes too routine, you can find that they give up very easily without a lot of explanation, or again, rather easily. So again, that brings in that aloofness as well. They also tend to be overindulgent, right? Like with the five energy, there can be extremes. One of those extremes is overindulging, living in excess, addiction. These would be people who would likely in their lower vibration be in sort of the thralls of some kind of deeper addiction to something, whether it's anything, right? Anything that you're addicted to in an unhealthy way. as well as living in excess to keep up with the Joneses type of thing, which can of course have a lot of implications and affect a relationship in a myriad of ways. The other thing is, a lot of times when someone is in the lower vibration of this energy, they lack direction or have an inability to take responsibility. So they will often skirt their responsibilities. They'll pass them off to somebody else. They don't want to be tied down, is what it comes back to, right? So again, they will sabotage relationships and connections so that they don't have to do that. And this would be, a prime example of this would be like someone, abandoning their child or their spouse or something like that to be quote unquote free. The other side of this would be someone who's so restricted or so confined that they have an extreme fear of things, of an extreme fear of the unknown, of change, of anything outside of their comfort zone. And that's very much in the detriment of the five energy. So if there's somebody who just is constantly in a state of fear of any kind of change or transformation or anything along those lines, anything of the unknown, to where they overly restrict themselves and become like a recluse or whatever the case may be, that can be them being in their lower vibration. Also could be very much caught in like victim mentality or drama. Now, the higher, I've talked a lot about the lower vibration of the five, right? But the higher frequency of this energy, if someone has these attributes or characteristics of the higher vibration, this is incredibly beautiful. This is again, a freedom seeker, but someone who looks for or is able to achieve and maintain healthy connections, right? Someone who is connected with people where they can have their independence, but are also not afraid of interdependence. And so not codependence, but interdependence. And so they attract people who are very secure within themselves so that the other person can be free and not feel restricted. They are also very self-assured, right? They know what they want. They are not afraid to go after it. They want to, experience life with all of their senses, and they're not afraid to take someone along for the ride while also taking into consideration the needs and the desires of the other person. These people are often not afraid of change. They actually embrace it. They understand that there's a constant evolution, you know, in everyone's journey. There's a growth pattern. And so they embrace that and they're open to whatever life presents, and they're almost see it with like childlike wonder, like what's next? What's the next adventure? But it's not in a form of escapism. It's a form of let me embrace this and get everything I can get out of it in a good way, right? It's a very open-minded type of energy. So it would be someone who, you know, is non-judgmental and allows you to authentically be you. All the bells and whistles, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and accepts you for who you are in non-judgment. It's incredibly non-judgmental. It's also very unconventional. So these would be people who are very open to unconventional lifestyles and who would feel most happy in those kind of connections where there's not a lot of rules and regulations, right? But there's an open space for all involved to show up authentically as themselves and to contribute to the group as a whole. It's kind of very like Aquarian themes, right? A lot of times with the five energy. Also, this would be someone who's very good in a crisis. So they're not going to lose themselves or lose their head or just throw in the towel when things get difficult. These are people who are very good at conflict resolution, communication, able to detach, but in a way where they're not becoming so emotionally immersed in the situation that they can't see the solution. So, you know, someone who is in the higher octave of this energy would be a great person to have when you're moving through some kind of a crisis, when you need someone who can see a bigger perspective or a different way of doing things. These are very progressive thinkers. These are the people who see the world like in a more progressive way where they're not always understood, but they're okay with that, right? They don't need to conform. They don't need to quote unquote fit in. And they're very balanced in their state of affairs, right? So it's an incredibly beautiful, beautiful energy. Also, where the five in its lower vibration is more scattered and again, not focused, the five in its higher vibration is able to commit to things, right? With an air of freedom, with that open, like thinking outside the box and doing things differently and being unconventional, finding solutions that, you know, aren't easily found and that might look different to the outside world, but that can actually be very freeing. So being in a connection like this would be not only freeing for the individual, but freeing for the person on the receiving end as well of that connection. So if you're a life path five, then being in a connection, friendship, romantic partnership, whatever, with somebody in the higher octave of the five is showing you what your soul wants to step into, right? And if you're a birthday five, then it's showing you what you've already achieved. You are the sort of that unconventional, you know, lust for life, freedom seeker. And, Yeah, you're just meant to tap into it in this lifetime to do something beautiful with it. And this other person becomes the mirror to help you to do that.